It was another weekend of upsets in college football. The top-ranked LSU Tigers went down to Kentucky. Number 2 California lost to Oregon State. So that leaves Ohio State in the number 1 slot, followed by South Florida. That's right, South Florida, which has only been playing football in the top division for 11 years. Jerry Palm is a college football analyst for the website collegebcs.com. And Jerry Palm, what's going on? For 3 weeks running now, top teams have been defeated.
Yeah, it's been kind of a strange year in college football. There's been a lot of what people like to think of as upsets and a couple of, you know, real doozies. Appalachian State beat Michigan the first weekend of the season, and that was the first time that a team from the second division had beaten a ranked team in the top division. But the biggest upset all year was Stanford beating Southern Cal just 2 weeks ago, and that was a game where, if you follow betting lines, Southern Cal was a 41-point favorite. That's just a ridiculous line, and one of the biggest upsets probably in the whole history of college football. So it has been a strange year, and when things like that happen, you see things like South Florida rising to the top. And, you know, like you said, they've only been playing football 11 years, but they have a very good team this year, and right now they're having a little trouble getting respect from the people who vote in the polls and things like that, because they're not used to seeing South Florida up there, and they're having a hard time getting their head wrapped around it. And you know, a lot of them probably don't even know what city South Florida is in.
Yeah, and South Florida, as we said, now ranked number 2. Where did this team come from? How's it doing so well?
Well, they've got good players and they're well coached. You know, they were a young team and they're still a young team. But last year, they made a big splash when they beat West Virginia at West Virginia, and West Virginia was a top 5 team. And they brought a lot of those players back this year. And you know, a lot of people thought this team had a chance to be good, but they made their first statement when they went to Auburn, which is an SEC power, and beat them at Auburn. And they're doing it with an offense that's a little flashy, run by a young quarterback named Matt Grothy, and a defense that's just outstanding. And they have a chance to go all the way undefeated and possibly play for the national championship.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about parity in college football for a while, smaller programs hopefully coming up to the level of the major schools. Do you think that's what we're seeing this year?
Yeah, a little bit of that. About 15 or so years ago, they changed the scholarship limits. I think schools used to have about 105 players that they could put on scholarship for football, and now it's down to 85. And so some of the players that the bigger schools used to be able to take chances on, they can't take chances on anymore, and those players end up at some of the lesser-known schools and do well. And then another thing that I think is happening that maybe wasn't happening 20 years ago is that kids are coming out of high school looking for playing time right away, and aren't willing to go to, say, Ohio State and wait until they're seniors to get on the field very much, when they could go to a place like Indiana and play as freshmen.
And those teams are better because of it, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there are people who hate the BCS ranking system driven by computers and want an end-of-the-season playoff to replace it. Do you think this year could maybe convince the powers that be in college football to change the system?
No. I don't think anything that happens on the field is going to cause a playoff to happen, because the things that are preventing it from happening are off-field issues, mostly economics, logistics, an unwillingness maybe to share the pie among the bigger conferences with the smaller conferences, and nothing that happens on the field is going to cause that to change until, you know, the bowl system erodes to the point where fans don't support it. I don't really think you're going to see a big movement toward a playoff in college football.
And would you care, Jerry, to make any sort of prediction for who you will be seeing in that championship game in January?
I'm picking Ohio State and Louisiana State right now, but check with me again next week. It might change.
Okay, Jerry Palm, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
That's Jerry Palm, a college football analyst with collegebcs.com. And to help those football pollsters and anyone else who doesn't know a lot about the University of South Florida, here's a cheat sheet. USF is the 9th largest public university in the country, with more than 45,000 graduate and undergraduate students. It was founded in 1956. Classes began in 1960 in just 5 buildings. There are currently 4 campuses, the main ones in Tampa. The school's website boasts that it's among the top 63 public research universities in the country. And we can't leave out the fact that the university is home to NPR member station WUSF. Go Bulls! You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.